Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Those are the free angels. Now let's talk about the bound angels. There are some that are bound. We find that, let's turn me to, first in 2 Peter. Let's start there. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 4. 2 Peter 2, 4. For God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. So we see some angels now that have sinned. Of course, that was that fall when we read in Revelation, think of Revelation 12, where Jesus said that Satan fell and he took one third of the stars with him. It was one third, I mean, that angelic body. He took a third of the angels when he fell. And again, I think it was when Lucifer fell, when God created man, he saw these things. Took a third of the angelic world with him, and some of them are free. We've seen that, examples of it. Jesus dealt with it. The apostles dealt with it. That are free, roaming the earth today. And then we find that some are bound. Interesting. Not only those, turn me to Revelation 9. Revelation 9. I mentioned this last week. Verse number 14. Revelation 9, 14. Now, this is during the tribulation period. This is the last half of the tribulation period, the sixth trumpet. By the way, what precedes the sixth trumpet? The fifth trumpet. Yes. All right. Do you know what happened a month and a half ago? Or maybe it's been, well, I can't keep up. Remember when Israel and U.S. bombed Iran? Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. You remember that song back there before? Anyway. All right, everybody and his brother said that was the fifth trumpet. I talked about that one Sunday morning. That's the fifth trumpet. This world's going to have a great war and 200 million, all these people are going to die. And I said, that is not the fifth trumpet because I didn't see the first four trumpets and I didn't see the other seals breaking. So I just thought I'd say, after the fifth trumpet, the sixth trumpet blows. This is toward the end of the tribulation period that we're not going to be in. We're not going through the tribulation period. God's not appointed us to wrath. But anyway, look here, verse number 14. Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, that sixth trumpet, loose the angels which are, what's that next word? Bound in the great river Euphrates. Preacher, you really believe that? I believe every word in the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for reproof, for rebuke, for long suffering, for correction, all these things. Every word's true, from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. So when it says in verse number 14, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates, I take it very literally. There are four angels that are bound in Euphrates River. By the way, you know where Euphrates River is. Part of that runs through Iraq. Guess what was a big deal in Iraq? You ever heard of a place called Babylon? Ancient Babylon was in Iraq, there at the river Euphrates. So many things I talk about, but I want you to understand this, matter of fact, you heard of Baghdad. You heard of Baghdad? I've been there a couple of times, and it's right on Euphrates River. I was talking to a soldier here the other day, and they had a bridge. He knew about that bridge because he was there in Baghdad when I was, about the same time I was there, we were talking about it, didn't know him that. And anyway, there's a bridge there, and it was called Freedom Bridge. And the American soldiers could not go across that bridge. They were confined to certain areas, and they had the green zone and where Saddam's palace was. Where Saddam's palace was one of them, that's where the U.S. Army had their, embassy, they set up their headquarters there. And Baghdad, and Saddam's palace. It's pretty cool to see that. But anyway, they had a bridge there. that crossed over the Euphrates River. And they couldn't go over that bridge. I could, because I wasn't a U.S. soldier, and they kind of laughed at it. They knew I was a preacher. They said, "Preacher, you can go over there. We're not allowed to go over across that bridge." And you know what I did? I went across the bridge. I'm that crazy. But anyway, that's where the Euphrates River is, okay? And underneath, somewhere, maybe close to where Babylon, I don't know. You ever heard of Nimrod? Tower of Babel? All those evil things that beget that false religion? Catholicism is not the first. I'm not here to preach on false religion, but everybody thinks that Catholicism was the mother of false religion. No, long before Catholicism, there was other false religions, and it started in Babylon, Tower of Babel. Long story short. So I think, in that area is where these four angels are in that great river Euphrates. The Bible does not say what they did, but obviously they violated something. And let me tell you, let go. I'm running out of time. Turn me to Jude, verse number 6. For you Bible students, you know there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. But look in verse number 6. And I looked at these words again this morning in the Greek because I knew Temple and Doug would be here. So I wanted to make sure I was right in my Greek words. I'm not even going to try to pronounce them, okay? But I did look at the definition to see exactly what they were. Look in verse number 6 of Jude. We're talking about bound, not free angels, but bound. And the angels which kept not their first estate, nor left their own but left their own habitation, their dwelling place, where they were supposed to be. If I could use the word, their job assignment, where they were, okay. He hath reserved in what? Everlasting chains. They're not free, they're bound. Everlasting chains under darkness. Boy, I'm having a hard time reading. Under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Again, we see these angels that are bound, that are reserved for judgment in that great day, and that great day is the day of the Lord. The tribulation period, they're going to be released, and we read about them in the book of Revelation. Matter of fact, people are going to want to die when these angelic beings are released. Ray Tate corrected me last week. He said he knows I'm not a country boy because I mentioned being madder than a wet hen. He said country folk don't say madder than a wet hen. They say madder than a wet sitting hen. Okay. Pew, pew. Okay. Imagine being chained in everlasting darkness for 6,000 years. Okay. In torment. Okay. They release it. And the Bible says for 6 months, death takes a vacation. I mentioned this last week. They're released out of the underworld for 6 months. They're go around the world, and anybody that has the mark of the beast, if they have the mark of the beast, they'll be stung, they'll be hurt, the pain will be so intense that they want to die. Death would be the easy way out. And the Bible says, have y'all ever read this before? Samuel looked at me awful strange. It's in the Bible. For 6 months, man cannot, the Bible says, death flees from them. How's that possible? God is the giver of life. He will not allow men for 6 months to escape this judgment. It would be so horrendous, so painful. Somebody would take a .45, put it to their head, pull the trigger, and they're still alive. Whether the gun don't shoot or they walk around for 6 months with a hole in their head, I don't know. I just know what the Bible said, that death flees from them. They cannot die.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.